This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. I'm joined today by State Senator Carrie Donovan, whose district includes Eagle, Pitkin, and Gunnison counties. She's in Aspen for a town hall meeting. Carrie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the session starts on the 10th. What's on your to-do list this year?
For my district, the things that I've heard that I need to work on are still figuring out the broadband issue. How do we make sure all of Colorado is wired? And I'm really proud that I've been able to become a leader on that issue because I'm the only rural Democrat on the Senate side. And so, you know, speaking up for this issue is something that I've become a squeaky wheel on, but I'm a proud squeaky wheel. But I think this session will bring some movement on it.
You did have a couple bills about broadband that stalled out in committee. What's different this year?
I think what's different this year is my bills often die because of political reasons. That's just a fact of life in the Capitol. But if you continue to speak and fight for issue, you eventually get other allies. And so this year, you know, I may even see a Republican carry my bill from last year, which, you know, get it done. You know, if we get broadband out to rural communities and that mission is accomplished, then I'll call it a success if my name's on it or not.
As you said, a lot of the bills that you sponsor stall out in committee for political reasons. Do you feel effectual? Is it good enough that it's being discussed?
So there's a lot of different ways to be effective in the Capitol. So like one way that I've found is a process to get things accomplished is like through the budget process instead of running a bill. So that's how I got $9.4 million for broadband last year. It's how I got an ongoing funding source for a rural economic development program. So like we talk about bills because that's what we were taught in school is the way to accomplish things. But, you know, you make partnerships, you work on other bills, you run amendments to bills. And so, I mean, that's like the three-dimensional chess game that I love playing down there. So, yeah, they may kill my bills in committee because of the competitive seat that I'm in, but that doesn't mean I haven't been effective down there.
What else is on the docket for the 2018 session?
So healthcare is going to be a big issue. I attended an event this morning in Denver, and it was very interesting to finally hear the Denver Chamber talk about healthcare and talk about it in the same way as those of us that live in the mountains have been shouting about for like 5 years now.
And they're seeing some of these same issues where you have limited providers, limited options.
Yeah, limited providers is becoming an issue on the Eastern Plains. But we still have this problem of a lot of uncertainty from DC. And so how do we as a state react to not quite knowing what game we're even playing because we don't know the rules that are going to come out of DC?
In the time that you were on break, the General Assembly in Colorado, a lot of sexual harassment allegations came out about the state capitol, especially when you first got there. Is there that feeling of an old boys club in the state house?
I would say to different degrees. Almost every day that I've been in that building, there's been something that comes close to the line or crosses the line. And luckily for me, I have senator in front of my name, which, you know, has empowered me, you know, to respond to some comments in ways that I don't think other, you know, someone who's a volunteer or an intern even has the ability, or a lobbyist whose job depends on relationships. We haven't believed women enough to have the conversation as openly as we're having it now. So I am really grateful that we as a nation are finally believing women. So, you know, in the Capitol, there is a little bit of an old boys club of, I think, just perhaps comments that certainly cross the line. And I hope that that's reset and reflected.
Senator Carrie Donovan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Allison Bektesh. You're listening to Aspen Public Radio.